This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Want to welcome Mr. Oded Malmed, the CEO of Altair Semiconductor. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're going to talk about things that are inside all these wonderful CE devices.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about all the fancy stuff or nice stuff that you see here, but more about the stuff that powered those devices.
Yeah. Now, so you are in the business of creating custom ASICs for devices, or you have chipsets that are used in a wide variety of products?
So the chipset that we are making is for 4G or LTE. As you probably see here in the show, mobile broadband and specifically 4G technologies are hot topic here. Mm-hmm. And many devices from Samsung, LG, Motorola, Nokia and others are now enabling 4G technologies, high bandwidth broadband connectivity to the devices.
Yes. So I suspect there are many design challenges that came into the mix here.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the things that you thought were going to be easy to solve that turned out to be kind of knotty, hard, difficult problems?
What we thought will be easy is, actually we thought nothing will be easy.
It was
quite challenging from the beginning.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And it's one of those things where the you know, the second one costs you a quarter of a cent, and the first one costs you, say, $20 million, and you want to make sure it's right.
Oh, really?
When you go through that. What sorts of devices do you have here?
So LTE is about providing mobile broadband to a variety of devices. So it starts from handsets or smartphones, mm-hmm. and what you see here is a module.
Okay, if we can hold up to the camera here, and you can see on the right-hand monitor, that's what's being, if you can bring it right down to my hand there.
There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
So this kind of module is done by one of our customers, is embedded in tablets and smartphones. It's pretty small. It has one of the best power characteristics in the industry, which makes it very unique.
Now, is this a planar array? Is that what I'm seeing on the front here?
It's an LGA type of module.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's shielding that's associated with it as well.
Right.
So this will be embedded into the active device, into the Wi-Fi hotspot or whatever.
The target of this module is tablets and smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the target. Another type of device is obviously USB dongle.
Oh, sure.
Which most of the carriers are starting their 4G service with this type of device.
Mm-hmm. And just packaging that we're very very familiar with here, as far as the USB connector and so forth.
This device is a mobile router, which is getting very popular in North America and also in Asia, which provides the environment or the friends around the table mm-hmm. with broadband connectivity. So it receives the LTE signal and distributes the broadband service via Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
This one was done for China Mobile.
Ah, yes.
Another interesting type of device, which is fixed wireless access device for users that don't have DSL or cable at home,
mm-hmm.
but needs broadband.
Surely.
Now,
yes.
LTE provides another way of getting broadband to the home.
And LTE provides enough speed to make it worthwhile.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to some of the earlier technologies.
Yes.
And so this would actually replace the cable modem or a DSL service.
I wouldn't say replace, but it will serve in areas where cable is not there
mm-hmm.
or the operator is not a cable operator, and in areas where DSL is difficult to get.
Right.
The interesting point about those kind of devices that you will find them in both developing countries, like India as well as developed countries like Germany and even in North America here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Now, the growth rate that occurred, 3G took some number of years mm-hmm. for the build out. Do you think it's going to take as long for LTE to propagate?
What we see here in this market is tremendous growth. Actually, it surprises everybody. All the people that are in this industry are surprised by the pace of deployment, by the number of operators that are adopting LTE, and actually putting the money, investing in the CapEx, and have the LTE rolled out.
Right. So if someone sees an LTE device, is there a way that they can tell if there's an Altair chip in that device?
Unfortunately, no.
yes, yeah. But I think the kind of the takeaway mm-hmm. is the fact that it's here, and it's moving very, very rapidly, probably driven by tablets and
smartphones.
Yeah, 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 with that. So, how long will it take, do you think, until that becomes the norm? As far as service is concerned. Do you think that's a number of years or?
It depends on the geography.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In North America, it's happening very fast. Verizon will have almost all the country here covered by end of 2012. Mm-hmm. And other operators are following quickly, like AT&T and Sprint.
Yes.
In China, it will happen soon, I believe. China Mobile is under tremendous pressure to upgrade the service that they have. India is happening just now. Europe is starting to pick up. South America is starting. So all the world is starting to get LTE in place.
Exactly, and I can see you have the best of all possible worlds in that you come in, you look at your dashboard, and everything's up and to the right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
here.
Thank you very much.
And giving some insight into the world of LTE.
Thank you.
Need to talk with you about GoDaddy. And, of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, you know, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of mm-hmm. because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management, and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy hosting, 4GH hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.